Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
When you are engaged in japam and dhyanam, other thoughts might enter at first, but you should not worry about this. There is no great danger on account of them. When you begin Namasmarana, sit down with enthusiasm. If you enter upon any task with firm determination, no impurity can affect you. Your concern is only to see that you are fully pure when you start the japam, etc. Do not worry about formalities on this. Select the namam that you like and the form of that name. That namam is itself the mantram. That mantram is ever pure and ever active. But do not change the namam and the rupam to suit the fancy and have one thing one day and another the next. Whatever the name and the form that first gave you contentment, hold fast to them without swerving. they will get implanted in the heart without fail. Afterwards, everything will happen through His grace. If the worker is ordered to dig the earth, his work is to go on digging. The gardener alone knows how much of that earth is to be put. So too, the order is to do Namasmarana. Provided you continue to do that work, He will direct Himself where and how that has to be utilized.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 87th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Siddha Sankalpaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. What Baba wills must happen. That is the significance of this name, Siddha Sankalpa. He whose will is immediately effective. He wills, it is done, and that will is exercised without pageantry or pomp, silently like the fall of dew on rose petal. Baba declares that there will be no time lag between the willing and the fulfillment. The incident at Bhopal when Baba willed from 1,200 miles away, "Don't shoot," shows this clearly. And the person attempting suicide at Bhopal could not shoot. Though he had his finger on the trigger, Baba's will created three humans who knocked at his door within a split second. The three who brought him away from the very brink of death by their amiable and friendly conversation. Swami created a medal for Chaudhaya, the famous violinist, but deciding next moment that it should have his name, the name of the recipient and date. He held it for a second in his enclosed palm. When he opened the palm, the three-line inscription was done, and done with beauty and elegance. During a discussion on the evolution of Homo sapiens, he spoke of tree-dwelling apes with less hair and no tails. When the professor of anthropology before him could not agree that there could be such apes, Swami just wailed and there appeared a miniature model of such an ape. The air he grasped in his palm became the ape he willed. His will is all-pervasive, omnipotent. When a family in Gujarat performed the valedictory puja at the end of a month-long fast, during which they abstained from salt, he willed that salt water flow from his picture in their shrine, and it did happen. When the Cowans prayed for a copy of a rare photograph of his, he willed that it reach their home in America, and that they know of its arrival and location from the clock above the place, rising and beating against the wall. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 87th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Siddha Sankalpaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Siddha Sankalpaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, whose divine will is immediately effective. As an expression of His limitless grace, Swami materializes vibhuti or other objects. He calls this process Sankalpa Siddhi. This means that objects are created only through Swami's Sankalpa. Not only vastu or objects, but we have seen many vastus, buildings or structures erected through Swami's Sankalpa. To name a few, Prashanti Nilayam, Dharmakshetra, Shivam, Sundaram, Trayi Brindavanam, a number of schools and colleges, university, hospitals, the Hillview Stadium, and the huge idols erected there, museums, planetarium, Purnachandra, and Sai Kulwanthal, the Sarvadharma Stupa, have all come up through Swami's Sankalpa in a short span of time. Besides, even the work that is carried out here, whether related to education, healthcare, or water projects, is carried out smoothly and efficiently. All this happens only due to Swami's divine will. Years ago, somebody asked Swami some questions regarding this. What power manifests a miracle? Swami: to call it a miracle is wrong. That which is a power, which is ever present, can it be called a miracle? But I have understood your question. What you call miracle is a divine power. This is a power which is vast and endless like an ocean. Anyone can come and fill up his vessel with the water of this ocean according to his capacity. I manifest objects, what you call a miracle, but not for exhibiting my power. One exhibits to impress people. The object appears the moment I will it. It is spontaneous. Yet bhavam tad bhavati. Whatever comes to the mind just happens. The objects come in the hand with the sankalpa. Another question was posed. In which year did you attain this divine power, Swami? Swami answers thus. I chose my birth. I chose my mother. In life, people can choose only a husband or a wife. They can't choose a mother. But I chose my mother. And right since my birth, I have this prema drishti, loving glance, and divya shakti, divine power. Sri Rama and Sri Krishna had also chosen their mothers. They served their people with love. Sri Krishna even took the role of a charioteer in order to serve. Dr. Bhagavantam was a very well-known Indian scientist and an ardent devotee of Swami. Once he had to attend a science conference at Accra in Nigeria. Prior to his departure, Swami told him, "Go to Arusha and meet my devotee Dr. Gadhia." In accordance with the plan, Dr. Bhagavantam reached Arusha. The people who were present there asked him, "Will you tell us something about Swami's miracles?" Dr. Bhagavantam answered, "Thousands of miles away from Prashanti Nilayam, I am seeing the Om Shri Satya Sai Dispensary and Sai Nilayam here. What can be a bigger miracle than this?" While elaborating further on this statement, he said, "Swami's Siddha Sankalpa and biggest miracle is to bring about transformation among his devotees." However, interestingly, once Swami told Sri N. Kasturi, quote, "If a student does not study all round the year, he is bound to get a zero in the examination. So, just like you need to put hard work into everything, sincere efforts are required in sadhana too. If your sankalpa is not there, what can Swami Siddhi do?" Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 87th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Siddha Sankalpaya Namaha. The 88th name is
Om Sri Sai Arogya Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Arogya, or absence of illness, is the word for good health, bodily well-being. Baba declares that the sense of well-being is the result of consuming moderate food. He said in the Gita, "Yuktahara vihara." Health is endowed and maintained by the mind withdrawing itself from the wild pursuit of sensory pleasures. And for this, Baba's insistence on Nama Sankirtana and Dhyana on the Rupa is the most effective prescription. Every discourse of Baba is a mixture which will promote health of the body and mind. Therefore, he says, not a word should be missed, not a point ignored. For mental peace, which is the very foundation of physical health, Baba prescribes detachment and devotion, the service of man and God, which are both the same. The most patent of Baba's acts of grace are the cures it effects of chronic illnesses, pronounced as beyond medical science by experts. When he declares, as sometimes he does, quote, cancer? Cancer is cancelled, unquote. It has to disappear. It dare not survive that command. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 88th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Arogya Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Arogya Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who grants us good health. For being healthy, physical well-being alone is not enough. Along with the body, even the mind has to be healthy and strong. Only then can one be called a healthy person. If either of the two gets afflicted, one falls sick. Bhagwan Baba's grace ensures that his devotees are healthy in body and mind. Among the many names of Bhagwan Baba, one name describes him as Om Shri Sai Sarvaroga Nivarine Namaha, which means that when the devotees get afflicted with health problems, Swami easily removes the disease and grants good health. As a part of the divine mission, and in order to fulfill the promise given to Mother Ishwaramma, Bhagwan Baba established the first hospital at Puttaparthi in 1956. A number of health centers were also started. But the pinnacle was reached when on 22nd November 1991, the super speciality hospital came into existence at Prashantinilayam to treat patients completely free of cost for various ailments related to the heart, kidneys, liver, eyes and brain. Although succeeding in such a huge task is possible only to a divine incarnation, some doubting Thomases might question, if Bhagwan Baba has the power to cure all diseases, where is the need to build hospitals for health care? The all-knowing Bhagwan Baba has already given a reply to such questions by saying, quote, some people may think, if Swami can cure all diseases by His divine sankalpa, where is the need to construct such a large hospital? If they think deeply, they will realize that this is not the only hospital which belongs to me. All hospitals, wherever they may be, are mine. I keep an eye on all of them. Any person who seeks my help, whoever it may be, whether at home or in a hospital, praying to me in any language, is mine. Don't limit my existence to Prashantinilayam. From whichever place a person prays for Prashanti with a pure heart, that place turns into Prashantinilayam. Unquote. The truth of the statement can be confirmed through this incident. There was once a devotee who had come to Puttaparthi with a chronic eyesight problem. Her eyes would start tearing if she would step into light. She would experience acute headache. She would not be able to walk around at home too without leaning to walls or taking support. She had to spend all day in a dark room due to this issue. Her family consulted all doctors in Mumbai and Madras, but no help came to her rescue. She reached Prashantinilayam and spent most of her time meditating. After a few days, Bhagwan approached her and said, quote, "Bangaru, your eyesight would get better gradually. You can now go home," unquote. Saying so, he stretched his hand and materialized a medicine bottle and, handing it over to her, asked her to take 2-3 drops when the problem persists and becomes unbearable. By the time she reached her native place, she was completely cured of her vision problem and her health was fully regained. With the divine grace of Bhagwan Baba, she led a happy, healthy life thereafter. Here, the important factor to be noted is that all this while, neither this lady nor her family had ever lost faith in Swami.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 88th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Arogya Pradaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this. As always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.